Test. 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 Testing. Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk.
I don't think we need to.
What shall live, what shall die, what gave birth, what gave life, what is yours, what is mine, what is ours? Are these questions so exist? Well, who's gonna answer them at the time when I really need to know? So let it carry you like the ocean when you first learn how to float. So I went to Papa's grave and I burned him some sage. I said thank you, but I ain't ever gonna know ya. I said thank you, but I ain't ever gonna know ya.
One. Oh my god, we did it. We bounced this place.
Looks like we're jumping on whale bone.
Check this out. No potential has limit. With ultimate forgiveness, you can try it on, try it out for size. I lost touch with myself, with my woman, my health, my God, and my perception too. Well, I will always be a part of that darkness, although I'd say it's pretty equal to my light. I'm pretty far from knowing anything, but I do know a couple things. What I want and how I'm gonna get it. What I want and how I'm gonna fuck it. Seeing people in the back and people in the fucking balcony jumping. Oh my god. My mom was jumping. Blessings. Destiny you can't control, that's cool, I work better alone. Give me space, give me some good air to breathe. I suppose that's what we all want, our own slides to go off on and believe whatever the fuck you wanna believe. Well, I will never know all of the answers, although I never wanna know anyway. Cause remember when Grandma died, she had no tears in her eyes. She was laughing and raising hell. Yeah, she was laughing and raising hell. Fuck yeah, she was.
quiver in your grin. I know who it is for, and there is magic in the skin of the woman I adore. Know each other to the core, so thankful. And there are four tides in a sea, there are cosmic copies. They are built like you and me, so crazy. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Being human can be great, no matter what is on your plate. Be grateful. And I am ready for the war. Maybe it's coming, it's not for sure, but it has come before. So maybe we can end all this pursuit, find contentment in the truth, find out what's gonna work for you, and try it out. Oh, 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 oh. Try it out. Oh, 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 oh. La da 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 da.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Aniki Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And you just heard a track there, a live track from Neko and Medicine for the People. And I played a song of theirs last week called My Country, and I'm quite fond of that song. So I looked them up, found out more about them. Neko is an Oregon native who's a mix of Apache, Puerto Rican and Filipino cultures, and he was adopted into an American family and suffered identity crisis, but has found music. He's got a band, Medicine for the People, and they've got a new album out called Dark as Night. You can find out more at nahko.com. My name's Linda. I'm here today with Peter.
Hello.
How are you going, Peter?
Okay.
Do you feel the weight of oppression?
Oh, it's getting very worrying, Linda.
We're going to talk a bit today about what's been happening in Queensland politics and in Queensland, I guess, law enforcement.
And also it's got national implications because lots of governments and that around the country going, oh, yes, this is looking good. What's going on in Queensland, and, you know,
yeah,
we're leading the way.
And we've got Tony Abbott.
Look, yes,
we've got kind of conservatives
everywhere.
Mm. So, yeah, that's something we're going to be talking about today. Plus, we've got a bunch of other stuff that's been happening around the place as well, and lots of good music for you. We might go on to another song now, and then we'll come back, and I want to draw a comparison between what's happening in Queensland and Nazi Germany. And we'll also talk about the anonymous thing, which has actually hit the front page of the Courier Mail today. I found last night some activity from Anonymous in the Philippines, and I'll talk about that too. We're going to hear now from a band called Promo, and this song is called Murder Murdoch. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Visions of bullets ripping through flesh. I'm itching to pull it, man, isn't it fresh? To his eardrums where I put it, like, listen to this. Mission accomplished, LOL. Cause it wasn't complicated at all. Still my accomplished, wishing that he'd never gotten involved. Cause now we all have a Fox News. They spread propaganda that's not true, saying some Arabic terrorists did it. Fuck you! I did it and I take full responsibility. It was self-defense, I can prove that he was killing me. New shit, I'm shooting at my enemies. music like asthma, produce it in fast moves. That's stupid, that's equivalent to catching some bruises, multiple stab wounds, electrocution, a massive confusion. Here's my confession, but you can't even prove it. When I load up the German Luger, what's my motive to murder Rupert? I'ma tell you what the truth is, you ain't putting up with no excuses. No, it's not cause he own 99% of all media. That's not why he dying lying on the floor bleeding now. It's not cause I might believe that he's a part of the conspiracy. But I hate Fox News interviews they distribute from off my TV screen. But I hold him responsible for killing my creativity. Yeah. And without my creativity, y'all, I ain't really me. My space is time wasted, I'm wasted. Can't take it any further, word up. More hits is more ads is more shit, that's more cash. That's why I wanna murder, murder. My space is time wasted, I'm wasted. Blaze the fire, let your burners burn up. More friends get more ends, there's no end, it's dope, man. That's why I wanna murder, murder. How can that peace-loving rapper promo turn so violent? What has happened? Why he's so provoked all of a sudden? What exactly is he trying to promo? Man, I wanna murder, murder. How can that peace-loving rapper promo turn so violent? What has happened? Why he's so provoked all of a sudden? What exactly is he trying to promo? Oh no, oh no. This ain't a friend request, I post a bulletin. Put a gun to his chest, unload some bullets in. So many profile views, but from my point of view, it ain't my space, it's his space. Shut down the bitrate on that shit face.
And you just heard from Promo and Murder Murdoch. And Promo is from Sweden. And I found out some very good news yesterday, and that is that Sage Francis is coming to Australia and coming to Brisbane, playing at the Hi-Fi Bar. And that is going to be happening on Thursday, December 12th. And someone told me that a Swedish rap group was playing, and I thought, oh, I know a Swedish rap group, the Loop Troop Rockers. We've played Loop Troop before. They do a song called Supermarket Sweep.
Ah, yeah.
Which is, Promo is part of Loop Troop. So it's sort of all the same people. So Murder Murdoch and Promo and Loop Troop. And yeah, I'm pretty excited about this coming up. We'll play some Sage Francis later in the show. So hopefully maybe I'll be able to interview a few of these people when they come over here, and we'll hear more about it coming up. But that's happening on Thursday, the 12th of December, Loop Troop Rockers and Sage Francis.
Cool.
And we've been talking a little bit about what's happening in Queensland with these new bikie laws and the vicious lawless associates.
Yes.
Triple Z members who may end up being defined as vicious lawless associates. I'm certainly a lawless associate. I don't know about vicious. Sometimes maybe I can be vicious. And I just wanted to mention a quote which someone posted of Adolf Hitler, someone from Canada, but it kind of fits in very well with what's happening in Queensland. The best way to take control over a people and control them utterly is to take a little of their freedom at a time, to erode rights by 1,000 tiny and almost imperceptible reductions. In this way, the people will not see those rights and freedoms being removed until past the point at which these changes cannot be reversed. And
It is classic scapegoating. I mean, it's not exactly, because the bikies are not an ethnic group, but they're easily identifiable. And it's, you know, That's what's causing all our problems, or a large proportion of them, apparently, is outlaw motorcycle groups.
And today I was reading also that some businesses are saying that the amount of bike riders, motorbike riders,
recreational,
they like to go on mountains.
Bikes. Yes, yes.
Yes, and there's a cafe at Mount Nebo, which is saying that they might have to close down because they just don't get that kind of traffic through anymore.
Yeah, apparently if recreationalists want to go in a large ride, they've been advised to call the police first.
Yeah.
So that's like get permission, not formally, but just let us know, you know, and we'll say if it's okay. That's an infringement of the right of assembly. These people just want to ride their bikes, you know, and that's being controlled. People wearing, like some guy wearing a Sons of Anarchy t-shirt, it's a TV show about a fictional bikey group in America, has been pulled over and questioned. It just gives them carte blanche to just, you know.
And relatives of non-bikies have been had their house raided, that kind of stuff. And I've got another quote here. It's from Tony Fitzgerald,
is our lawyer, a judge. Yes, go ahead.
Although free societies provide opportunities which criminals can exploit, in totalitarian states, the worst criminals are commonly those in power.
Mm. Well, that's another thing, Linda, where Newman has said that the corruption involving criminal bikie gangs is worse than the corruption, you know, that Fitzgerald uncovered. That is such... Oh, my God, I was really offended. Hello, that was the police. That was the government that, you know, took oaths to uphold the law, and they were, you know, they were breaking the law. The police commissioner did time, you know, remember?
Mm.
He was in jail for a long time. And several ministers were, you know, Bjelke Petersen went to court and got off because the jury had a National Party supporter in a crucial position. Russ Hinds was going to go to court, the police minister, and he died just before he got to court. And there was another one too. I think there was another minister who was up on charges, who was a former cop, former special branch cop, Don Lane. Shady Lane. I don't know whether he actually got to court, but you know, to draw those sort of comparisons, it defies logic. You know, like sure, these bikey, you know, sure, I'm not supporting bikey outlaw groups. I mean, you know, some yobbos got on CTV beating somebody up. Yeah, of course, but and then it's just classic opportunism. They just use that to just, you know, increase police powers. Don't the police have enough powers as it is to deal with these things? Didn't they, you know, they arrested people because of that? So it is real classic fascist strategy.
And we all know who the biggest gang is.
Well, yes, that's right. Who's the best armed gang too?
Yes.
I mean, are they also, are they provoking it? Are they actually pushing it more and more to provoke the bikies to, you know, into retaliation just so they can get more power? You know, that's exactly what the Nazis did. They were provoking people. They were provoking the communists. And it was just, you know, it is an eerie parallel. But of course, they're the government. They are the government already.
There's some other related news. They're talking about banning smoking in Queensland jails.
Yeah.
And if you ban, like, people...
It already been tried. I think it's been tried somewhere and in the Northern Territory, and it has increased tension, obviously.
I think it's a mental health issue as well.
Uh-huh.
From my experience in the Royal Brisbane Hospital, when they don't, like, they've banned smoking there.
Yeah.
And so people come into the psychiatric emergency and they're obviously not well mentally, and then they're not allowed to smoke either.
Mm.
And okay, smoking isn't good for you. It's not good. Maybe it's not good
it's
for
an
the
addiction.
Staff.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah. But it's, you know, if someone's already got mental issues, then it's just going to be like that. And a lot of people in prison, I'm sure, are there partly because they have some sort of mental health issue.
Yes.
And then if you say, oh, you can't smoke, it's going to rise tensions and then, I guess, give more excuses for the government to crack down on them.
There's also this talk of a prison specifically for bikers and the wearing of pink prison uniforms. That's, you know, the pink triangle under the Nazis to identify gays. You know, the yellow David, cross thing for Jews. There's another parallel.
And there's nothing wrong with men wearing pink.
Well, no, but you know, we're talking about big boofy bikers, you know.
Yes. They should be right down with wearing pink.
Oh, really?
But yeah, that is wrong on several levels. Mm. We're going to hear a song now from a compilation called Temporary Reflection Visas. Now, this compilation was released in 2005, but it's come back into relevance again because temporary protection visas were outlawed, were removed under the Labor government, but now they've been reintroduced by Scott Morrison and Tony Abbott. We're going to hear a song called Lyrical Skill. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Of the time when I rhyme, I get the crowd reacting, so the scene is sublime. It's not a crime to shine, it's fine to find the time to unwind. Never mind, the constant complaining keeps raining from parents draining and draining from my styles that kill and thrill any average deal. Crowds never born still, sometimes I get ill and I gotta get over myself and over my health and over my wealth and everything that comes from being me. Federal dark MC, but I just look at the scene, I never let it be. I love it when I see everyone dancing around. I love enhancing the sound, get those feet stabbing the ground. I'm too echoing for you to be knowing the direction I'm going. In this rhyme I'm flowing, I just know people like to follow. This shit's too good for you to swallow, so just bop your head like it's hollow. With my lyrical skill, I lyrically kill. I haven't got time to chill because I'm so damn ill, and Medicare can pay my bill until I'm over the hill. And you can bring it, but I'll drop you like a pill. With my lyrical skill, I lyrically kill. I haven't got time to chill because I'm so damn ill, and Medicare can pay my bill until I'm over the hill. And you can bring it, but I'll drop you like a pill. With my lyrical skill, there's many people I thrill, and occasionally my words accidentally spill. But that's just until my dad corrects me, and I think he expects me to always make sense. But all I wanna do is make amends. It's so damn intense. What will I say next? The suspense is killing me. New words just thrilling me. For coming through billing me, it's fucking far from funny. They taking all my money. I can't afford milk, bread, or honey. Now I can't even eat, let alone produce the next beat. Forced to live on the street, abandoned. At least I'm still standing. Choosing my words. Random fake MCs can't stand them because I love Aussie hip hop. It's fucking tip top, like a bag of scallops from your local fish and chip shop. With my lyrical skill, I lyrically kill. I haven't got time to chill because I'm so damn ill, and Medicare can pay my bill until I'm over the hill. And you can bring it, but I'll drop you like a pill. With my lyrical skill, I lyrically kill. I haven't got time to chill because I'm so damn ill, and Medicare can pay my bill until I'm over the hill. And you can bring it, but I'll drop you like a pill. Being high is just an illusion with a result of confusion. What the hell have you been using? Your mind is abstract, or maybe not intact. As a matter of fact, your thoughts and shit are scrambled and need to be stack like that. You would track blackouts right back. Who lack in a peace and a crease, a reason to cease with your evil beliefs? Why not release your tight ass ways? I've had enough delays. Come on, time pays, and I'm over this phase. Your mind's a maze, it's not a catchphrase. Too many stone days and not enough days on stage. Your rage is of old age and an awkward pattern. It's like I'm speaking rhyme and you pig Latin. With my lyrical skill, I lyrically kill. I haven't got time to chill because I'm so damn ill, and Medicare can pay my bill until I'm over the hill. And you can bring it, but I'll drop you like a pill. With my lyrical skill, I lyrically kill. I haven't got time to chill because I'm so damn ill, and Medicare can pay my bill until I'm over the hill. And you can bring it, but I'll drop you like a pill.
Sitting here staring turning to a peer, shaking my head at the same old loathing and fear. Stranger in my own land, can't understand how the very word Australian has just been damned. I fucking hate myself, take Aussie from my name, erase this endless shame, forever cast some blame. If you don't act the same, will I destroy you? Everyone looks the same, beaten black and blue. So I've had enough of these redneck bricks, when fact is the only real shit that sticks. Watch as I tear the very skin from my face, so none will see my race, my deep disgrace. You're not even from here in the first place, and those who are, you want a further debate? Nah, no more, never again, whether by fist or pen I will defend, as I'm out of loose end. The shattered remnants of Aussie dignity, I'm a skip, whitey, round eye, surprise me. Use your shriveled brain to please explain how the clever country just went down the drain. We rode the sheep's back, now the sheep ride you. If this is how it's gonna be, don't call me true blue. I denounce my ancestors, wounds for fester. If this state ain't so, I suggest you wake up. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up, these c***s need a shake up. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up, these c***s need a shake up. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up, these c***s need a shake up. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up. Squawk facts, squawking hacks, won't relax until Jonesy's a manic and laws are all acts. 77% of Aussies are racist. If you're here, I'll say it to your faces. Rich redneck pricks still hold all the aces. I'll buy you a beer with an arsenic chaser. Better off dead, is that what I've said? Tempting to take for all the blood you've shed. No doubt you're as bad as your dads and your mums. Mainstream media making me so fucking glum. Anglo reality, intellectual cavity. Channel 9 fostering prejudice mentalities. I won't be a casualty, just mention casually. I can't stand these shit eating bullies. Praying on peeps without a mainstream voice. Most you stay silent, but I got no choice. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up, these need a shake up. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up, these need a shake up. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up, these need a shake up. Wake up, this country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up. Well, I've yelled my lungs out, but to no avail. Well, I've yelled my lungs out, but to no avail. Well, I've yelled my lungs out, but to no fucking avail. That you're a stranger yourself. Now that's the sting in the tail. Captain Cook was the very first queue jumper. It was immigrant labour that made Australia plumper. Enough is enough, whitey's go pack your stuff. Don't wanna live in England? That's fucking tough. I'm sick and tired of this redneck wonderland. Most you stay silent and I can't understand. I just can't understand. It's time for you to wake up. This country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up. These c***s need a shake up. Wake up. This country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up. These c***s need a shake up. Wake up. This country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up. These c***s need a shake up. Wake up. This country needs a fucking shake up. Wake up.
This fascist group telling evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. Don't just sit there on your ass and look that funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist group thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing. Brothers,
history will repeat itself. Crisis point, we're near the hour. Counterforce will do no good. Hard you as I feel your power. Hitler proves that funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl.
No, 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 no.
Europe's unhappy land.
No, 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 no.
They've had their fascist groove thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need the fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need the fascist groove thing.
Democrats are out of power. Across that blue white ocean, Reagan's president-elect, fascist got in motion. Generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist gang advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that good thing by the throat and throw it in the ocean.
You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come out your house and dance your dance. Shake that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that precious groove thing. Sisters, we don't need that magic groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that magic groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that magic groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that magic groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that magic groove thing.
It is 25 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're listening to 4ZZZ, the Anarchy Show.
That's right. And that was Heaven 17 from the early 80s, as you might have picked up with the reference there of Reagan is in power with Brothers, Sisters, We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. Not a band that I was into back in the day, but I've since broadened my tastes and I think it's a very good song.
Well, it's got a good appropriate message.
Yes, got a good message, yes.
Greece.
Yes, talking about Europe. Europe's an unhappy land. Apparently, there are reports that there have been a shooting in Greece and two members of Golden Dawn have been killed by assailants. No one has actually claimed it, as far as I know, no organisation. But, of course, Greece is, well, a hotspot of that hardcore politics, of course. And there are several Marxist groups as well as anarchist groups who have carried out violent acts in the recent past. This is obviously in a retaliation for the death of the anti-fascist killer P. About a month or two ago. Though, as I said, no one, last I heard, has claimed responsibility. So this is obviously a very worrying development. The Golden Dawn are getting up and saying, well, the government should protect us. Apparently they had some sort of police presence, but then it was withdrawn before the attack came. Their leader and other members are still in jail awaiting charges on conspiracy to murder, I believe, and they do have somebody actually for the killing of that anti-fascist singer. So, yeah, it's obviously ramping up.
And the Golden Dawn have an office in Melbourne.
Oh.
There are... I've had discussions with people and they're like, oh, there's no fascists in Australia. There's no white supremacists in Australia. That is not true.
No, that is far from true.
They're around. And a good blog to go to find out about that is Slack Bastard.
And they're not all foreigners either. There's plenty of, you know, there's been, you know, Anglo-white Australian Nazi groups. The National Front was in Australia.
The Australian government?
Yes, well, and you know, all these micro parties, some of them are, you know, have very nationalistic, you know, components.
So Anonymous have issued a message to Campbell Newman, and Anonymous issue messages all the time.
Yes. Now, this is, it is seen as some sort of response to the anti-bikie legislation.
Well, it is. Of course it is.
And is. But there has been some analysis done of it, and some people are saying that Anonymous has never done a warning before it does, because the implication is that it's going to be a cyber attack, isn't it, on the government, on Newman. But they've never warned before. They've done one before.
So that's a little unusual.
And overnight, I found out that Anonymous in the Philippines had attacked 30 government websites.
Virtually, hacking. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, hacking.
And they put a message up onto the websites. And so
but, it is all virtual, isn't it? Because they're wearing masks. Who really knows? Who really knows who is doing this?
That's the point of Anonymous.
That's exactly. That's the point.
And so Anonymous can vary. Like, there's a few Anonymous pages, I think, for in Queensland even, and some of them, you know, like, some of them are kind of, like, dodgy kind of conspiracy theory kind of stuff. Anonymous can be anything, so...
It's a milieu, even, not even a movement. It's just, you know, a name that's a no-name.
And there's the million...
Mask
March because of the reference to Guy Fawkes and the 5th of November. Remember.
Though it's
the 5th of
it's
November.
It's Tuesday, I think that's the 4th, but yeah, it's close enough.
Today's the 4th.
The 5th.
Yes.
It's Tuesday anyway.
Time was invented for slaves. So
yes.
Don't be too concerned about our lack of knowledge of what the time is.
But it's this Tuesday, 3 o'clock at Roma Street, Parklands,
and
going to the city square, so it's not a very long march.
And because of this message to Campbell Newman, I guess it will attract a bit of police. I'm just going to play the message now so that we get an idea of what's going on.
We are Anonymous Australia, and today we would like to speak to you about Campbell Newman's push for the new anti-bikie laws, which could likely spread Australia-wide. According to the document, known as the Vicious Lawless Association Disestablishment Bill, 2013, the purpose of this unconstitutional bill is for the disestablishing of lawless associations. The alleged objects of the act goes as follows. A. Disestablish associations that encourage, foster or support persons who commit offences. B. Increase public safety and security by the disestablishment of the associations. And C. Deny to persons who commit serious offences the assistance and support gained from association with other persons who participate in the affairs of the associations. In this act, association means any of the following: A. A corporation, B. An unincorporated association, C. A club or league, D. Any other group of three or more persons by whatever name called, whether associated formally or informally, and whether the group is legal or illegal. What this basically means is, no matter who you are or what you do, by knowing, condoning or associating with any person or persons who are committing crimes, or just by being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you could be jailed for up to 15 years, facing a mandatory minimum of 6 months. The laws are so stringent, even fictional bikies face being outlawed. A man was harshly questioned and almost arrested at a legal protest for wearing a Sons of Anarchy t-shirt, which is a television show. In another case, a man was denied bail for wearing a Rebel's belt buckle. There have been cases where normal people on motorbikes have been harassed, searched and investigated for doing nothing more than riding a motorcycle. The creeping fascism has already begun, and the bill is already being used against everyday people like you and me. Campbell Newman has said that police officers who do not utilize this bill to the fullest will be fired. For those of you who truly believe this is going to be used against criminal bikie gangs and only bikie gangs, I would urge you to think again and do some research into the document. This is what happens when governments pass laws that make people liable, not for what they have done but for who they associate with. Innocent people get hurt. Premier Campbell Newman has gone too far. It breaches on our very human rights, liberties and our Australian constitution. In the name of community safety, the new legislation makes very large and serious incursions into fundamental human rights, including the right to be free from arbitrary detention, the right to a fair trial before an independent judge, and the right to free speech and association. Australia's constitution does not contain a comprehensive Bill of Rights. In practice, this means that the courts have limited tools with which to scrutinize legislation that intrudes on individual liberties. Campbell Newman's bill has come with a slew of propaganda, suggesting normal people won't be targeted. But along with his broken election promises, this is not the first time he has lied. These laws make no mention whatsoever of bikies. They apply to any association. Laws which make it a criminal offence to be a member of an organisation or to associate with members of an organisation violate fundamental rights to freedom of association and freedom of speech. There is nothing criminal about being in a group, or in association with a group. This is a direct attack on our rights. We will not tolerate it. We are anonymous, we are legion, we do not forgive, we do not forget. Campbell Newman, expect us.
That was the message to Campbell Newman by Anonymous, which has plummeted Anonymous into the front page of the Courier Mail. And there's the Million Man, Million Mask tomorrow, March, Million Mask March tomorrow as well.
Optional.
Which we'll talk about as well later. I'm going to play a song by Sage Francis now. I mentioned that he is playing in Brisbane on December the 12th.
You can't kill me, motherfucker. You can't kill me, motherfucker. You may try, but you will die. You can't kill me, motherfucker.
Go to bed late, then I have to wait, get to work, keep it going, can't stop, can't take a break, gotta get it done, and time for me to do the things I wanna do, but by the time I finish it, it's time for me to talk to you and then explain what I do in my day. Well, it's complicated and you say, pray tell, and I will try. If I miss any details, think about it later and then send it in an email, cause my brain is on a loop, but there's a buzz that I need to troubleshoot, not now. Gotta get the work done, last item of the day is turning to the first one. I'm never gonna ain't never gonna ever gonna die, huh. Pedal to the metal, gonna get ahead, gonna run another red light in the dead of the night, letting the light from my cell phone distract my eyes. Sexual text messaging in my mind, fingers are busy, but now I'm looking in the mirror, cause the people behind me, they're giving me the middle finger. I kill them if they pull a bit and close into my bumper. Short tempered mother, shut your mouth. Drinking the coffee, now I'm dumping it out. He's honking his horn like he wanna throw down. He thinks immortal, you wanna go now. I'm ready for the typically cyclical simple civil obedience. Typically cyclical simple civil obedience. Typically cyclical simple civil obedience. I'm a trusted man with a company van and a supervisor who just does a summary scan, and a coworker who's always like, discover me, man. In the morning we all get into the huddle again. Like, can we even make more money? I wonder what the luxury is really taking from me. I don't even have to worry.
Get let out the gate cause I'm the bomb. Yeah, set it cool, collected and calm. Maneuver through the computer to do a little song. My music got the charm, smoother than a cougar. Attack a mic and get on the intercom.
Hello passengers, fellow activists, whether you're masochist, mellow pacifist, tell those facts and it is no accident. By the end of this record you're gonna know.
Are you listening, love? I got a theory for us. Can you hear me enough? Can you hear me my stuff? to move up this scary cemetery of trust. Living just a little bit, it isn't nearly enough. Living just a little bit, it isn't nearly justified. Cause I am never gonna die.
I wanna keep making things. I'm death really is not to be part of my everyday activity. It's not to be in my music anymore. I don't want it there. It'll sneak its way in and out, but that's we're beyond that. I mean, the death only as a concept is what matters, and God as a concept is one of those huge things to me. And to you, I know you much better than you think I do. I hope we meet sometime. I would love to shake your hand and maybe get a kiss. Right here, on my face.
That was Pete Kelly and Homo Sapien. I'm going to mention now another interesting bit of news that's happened in the last week, and that is that in Adelaide in South Australia, there was a leaked email which reveals, not surprisingly, that police were ordered to meet a certain arrest quota, and so the police had to make 5 arrests and reports. So within a week, the police have to make 5 arrests and report. Arrest or report 2 drunk drivers, make 9 traffic contacts, including on-the-spot fines using mobile breath tests, and issue 1 drug-related fine or diversion. And so since this has been revealed, the police, I think, then came and it was rescinded within 24 hours of being sent this email. But it gives you an idea. It's not surprising, and it's what happens. And it's also related to private prisons and...
Yes, creating the demand for the prison. It's, yeah. I'm pretty sure there was something similar in Queensland back in the 80s or even the 90s, and there's an Alien Virus song. The cops need skinny punks to fill up their charge sheets. When don't want to be a Roman in Rome, roaming around, yeah.
So
any excuse, yes. I can remember being harassed at a bus stop, waiting at a bus stop in the city to go home, and the cops come up and say, "Well, what are you doing? What are you lot doing? Are you in a gang?" And we're waiting for a bus. I mean, we were at a bus stop.
We're gonna play another song now by Busby Maru, and it's called "Before You Wage a War."
Without a trace, let's go on safari, dance through the Treme, we're all at your pace. Before you wage war, before I throw the towel, I know you will stop when we reach the top. Before you wage your war, and we'll sing, oh, 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 oh. Before you wage your war, before I know you will stop when we reach the top. Before you wage war.
By subscribing to Fortuble Z, you get heaps of sweet benefits. You get the special deals at our sub-discount outlets, cheap entry at Z gigs and shows. You get to make requests, post accommodation notices, stay up to date with our weekly Z letter and annual radio times, win on-air prizes, as well as get the chance to volunteer at the station. Under 18s, internationals and pets can join for just $15, concessions and interstate fans for $33, and full subs for just $55. Community groups, solo musicians and art workers can jump on board for $80, passionate and business subs for $130, and a full band subscription for
just $155. You'd be a nugget for missing out on these hot little offers. Visit us here at the station at 264 Barry Parade, Fortitude Valley, or hop online at 4ZZZFM.org.au and click subscribe. Do it, you know you want to.
Listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.